Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 22 and verse 29 asks, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings." Solomon wrote that, and he went on to say that these skilled people would not serve before officials of low rank. But skillfulness isn't genetic. You have to work at it. Sometimes that means burning the midnight oil, stretching to your limits, and refusing to settle for less. As you watch true artisans, your esteem for them rises. You notice their attention to detail, refusal to cut corners, patience, dedication, and pride in their work. They inspire confidence and respect. There's not a more practical demonstration of true Christianity. When they speak, people listen. If you doubt that, try sharing your faith with those you see as being dishonest, shoddy, and careless. You'd be better to remain silent until you earn the right to be heard. The Bible says that whatever your work, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That's in Colossians 3:17. Because you represent Christ and his Spirit lives within you, you should set the industry standard for excellence. Your employees and customers should have confidence they'll get nothing from you but the best. A skillful worker can't lose because God promises that their work inevitably will attract the attention of people who'll promote and reward them. They may start at the bottom, but like cream, they rise to the top. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego started out as slaves in Babylon, but they ended up as the king's closest advisors. Why was that? Daniel 1 verse 20 says, "Whenever the king asked for advice, he found their wisdom was 10 times better than that of any of the other advisors." So some good advice on how to be blessed at work. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.